T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, everybody. G-Cops coming up. I just got to mention that we have an update on Dan Donnelly's story with the Playboy magazine. Mom checked in via text message.
Oh,
she ordered Dad to get rid of all that stuff. And Dad did.
Yeah, and they never had
So Dad was not happy then.
So he says he did.
Billy.
Everybody's got a hiding spot in the house.
Yeah. Rhea, I guarantee you, if the FBI comes in and searches my house today, they're not going to like what they find. All right, anyway.
Peanut butter jelly all over the place.
On the line with us is a man who knows football, the best in the business. G. Cobb is with us from gcobb.com. Hi, G.
How you doing, Angelo? How's everything?
All right, G, let me get a little uncomfortable business out of the way real quick. Last I checked, the Eagles did not get Chris Harris. Is that correct?
No, they did not.
He's still killing him.
And there was a point last year where you had guaranteed it, correct, G?
Well, I was having some fun, but, you know, they were going to do it, but they didn't do it.
All right, anyway... But now it appears they have ended up with Darius Slay. How good is he?
Well, you know, he didn't have his best year last year, but, you know, he is one of the better corners in the league. The Lions always kind of left him on his own. He's out there playing one-on-one. And, you know, in this league, you're going to get beat sometimes. But I like the fact that he's an aggressive corner. I am tired of our corners playing scared. You know, they won't look back for the ball. If you intercept some passes, you can scare quarterbacks, and they'll stop throwing at you. And, of course, you know, turnovers are the key to the game. They're one of the big statistics in the game. So I like the fact that we've got an aggressive corner who's not scared. I think it's going to rub off on the whole secondary, and I like that fact. So I like aggressive people, aggressive defensive players, and that's what he is.
Right, G, why were the Eagles playing that style? Who can I blame for that passive approach?
The coach.
Jim Schwartz.
Corey Unlin?
He has to take, I think it's Corey Unlin. I think that the cornerback coach, he kind of lets them, you know, decide on that. But, you know, you can't play scared because you're going to get beat sometime anyway. You know, if you play in the NFL as a cornerback, you're going to get beat because they kind of set the rules up to make things very difficult for you. But if you pick off some passes, you will negate the big plays. But if you don't even give yourself a chance by looking back for the ball and going after the ball and being aggressive, and plus, that's not Philly style, play scared like that. Come on.
I'm with you 100%. Gee, I'm very curious, though. Do you have to give up a 2 to get Slay? What do you think the price is going to be?
With regards to the player, you mean the level?
Yeah, well,
of play,
we don't know what the Eagles are traded to get Darius Slay. He's definitely one of the better cornerbacks in the league. What's the cost? Give me a guess on what you think it's going to cost the Eagles.
I think, you know, they probably looking at a third rounder. You know, I don't think they're going to be trying to give up a 2. You know, after all, like I said, he didn't have his best year last year, and I think that a 3. And maybe a 7 or something like that, you know. But I don't think a 2. Like I said, he didn't have his best year last year, so I don't think they're going to have to give up a 2.
All right, G, I know because I covered the Eagles back when you played. You had a locker room full of leaders on your defense, and you were one of them. How big a loss is it to not have Malcolm Jenkins in that locker room?
Well, clearly it's a big loss from the standpoint of leadership because He was always a stand-up guy who led by example for the most part. But the guys respected him. And it's always good, you know, to have people there that can really inspire their teammates. And I think that Malcolm had a lot of that in him. But I will say this. Jalen Mills is a leader, too. And he's the kind of guy that's a take charge. He's a fighter. And I like that. I think it rubs off on everybody. I think he has an attitude to be a safety. You know, he's an aggressive player. And I think that they got enough people that will step into that role. And like I said, I think Jalen Mills has got leadership qualities in him, too. So right. I think he can end up filling in that void.
Let me play this out then. So take Jenkins out, put Mills where Jenkins was, put Slay in at the corner. Are the Eagles better in the defensive secondary now than they were 3 days ago?
Well, it's going to be, you know, I hope.
No. You're an expert. There's no hoping. Do you think they actually – the way you sold Mills as a safety, I know I'm better at corner with Slay. I'm starting to think you're telling me maybe I've improved that area.
You know what? I will say yes.
Because, wow.
You know, I think Jalen Mills, you know, he's still got some corner coverage skills. He's a good open field tackler. He's just as aggressive. Of course, you don't have that experience. That's the one factor there that's going to take him a while, you know, to have the experience, of course, that Malcolm had. Because Malcolm, a lot of times, he's seen things so many times. You know right away what's coming because of your experience. So it's going to take him some time to get that experience back there. But I think a lot of things, because he played corner, he understands what the corner's challenges are. He's able to help them more because Malcolm was formerly a cornerback too. So it kind of works together when you've got a guy who's played the cornerback position, and now he's playing safety. He understands the entire secondary. And,
okay.
You know, I think Rasul Douglas has some of these same skills.
Here's the thing, though. I keep getting the feeling that something went sour between Jenkins and the organization. Maybe Jenkins and Schwartz. Maybe Jenkins and Howie. Do you get the same feeling?
Well, you know, he kind of knew that they were going to say goodbye. He kind of saw that during the season, you know, with the fact that, you know, they weren't doing another deal for him. So he kind of knew that it was time. He knew he was 32 years old and that they had some issues with the age situation. So he kind of knew that it was coming. That's the thing. I don't think it's so much that it was bad blood and that kind of thing. He just knew, hey, they're not going to re-sign me. And when you find that out, you know, after you've been in the league a while, you know what's happening. You know the deal. Malcolm knew what was happening. And so he was just having a tough time swallowing that, of course, with all the success they've had. But, you know, in fairness to the Eagles, you have to make changes. You can't stay with guys forever. That's part of the league. It's part of the business.
Well, it's just I wanted to run my theory by you that Jim Schwartz is a little Napoleon and that he hated the fact that Malcolm Jenkins had a lot of power on that team and he didn't like that somebody had power and he got rid of it. You with me?
I wouldn't say that. No, I don't think that Jim Schwartz. I think, you know, Jim Schwartz always tried to empower, Malcolm, and he knows that you need leadership on the field. So I don't agree with that. I don't think that was one of the reasons he's gone because of his power there on the defense. No, I disagree.
Al, write that down. Cobb does not go along with the Napoleon theory. All right. Gee, the other thing I really wanted to ask you about.
My dad's a little guy, so I know about that Napoleon thing.
How is that possible?
All right. Did you ever find dirty magazines that he was hiding? Anyway, no. Gee, let me move on here. Gee, this is what I'm really interested. You were a player rep, too. Would you have voted yes on the new collective bargaining agreement?
Yeah, probably would. Because
you would? Okay.
Well, even though a lot of the guys, the big money guys, you see right away they were against it because they're going to have to play an extra game and they're really not getting more money. But all of the guys, the guys on the bottom rung, who are most of the guys in the league, who are in the league 1 or 2 years and then they're out, they get a bigger pension, they're getting bigger salaries.
Exactly.
There are more guys on the roster. So I think all in all, I'll probably give the thumbs up.
And do you think the NFL was right to proceed with free agency this week in the middle of this crisis?
Well, I think so, because it's giving people something to take their minds off this stuff. The worst thing to do is sit and dwell on it all the time. I think it's wise, you know, to follow the precautions that they put out in place. But to sit and dwell on it like it's the end of the world, that's not good. It's not healthy. And I think this is good, almost like therapy for people to know that, hey, you know, life is going to go on.
Very good message. Gee, if people want to follow your work, where can they do it?
Well, you can check me out on gcobb.com, and you can also check me out on, you know, whether it be Twitter or on Facebook. You can find me there.
Thank you, G. Always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
G. Cobb with some fascinating insights. See, that was the CBA thing was interesting, right? You were watching that. It won by 60 votes. If it didn't, we not only had the flu crisis, we had a pending strike.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be football when they were able to play football. 60 votes decided it. And but you thought it was the right decision.
Well, it was because, like G said, the union's job is to take care of everybody.
Right.
And a lot of the guys on the lower part of the scale, and I think they did.
What about the NFL's decision to go ahead with free agency?
You had to, because when it doesn't, we know this virus is going to bend the curve and get to the point where you're going to start up.
Right.
You don't want then free agency to start then, because it probably will run into the OTAs, the beginning of the season.
No, I'm totally getting
it out.
It.
So getting it out of the way, they can plan. And it goes back to business edge. TV now will be able to do their schedule and everything, because they know where players are going to play.
Rhea was trying to talk him out of it on Monday.
No,
she comes out,
not.
She goes,
I said,
I'm hearing they're not going to do it. They're pulling the plug at the last second.
I was simply reading to you from ProFootballTalk.com.
And then you said it had a bad look.
I said, well, the optics aren't really good. The optics are only not good because of the money. So I will tell you this. Outside of Malcolm Jenkins, because I think that mattered to Eagles fans, because we wanted to know what the difference was between what the Saints. I tried yesterday to not give numbers. Because I don't think people want to hear about
probably
50
true.
Million and 60 million and that kind of stuff.
Speaking of optics.
Yes.
In the middle of this historic crisis we're in, were the optics bad with the kids partying in Miami last
Very
night?
Very bad.
They were bad.
Yes.
Right? And they were, because they're coming up on the hot seat.
Are they?
Because those kids, that's what you call irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But Al.
Well, it's also called being 18, 19, 20.
You know what?
No responsibility.
None.
I could tell you this. At 18, 19, and 20, I was just the way I am now.
I've actually gotten cooler as you get older.
You were locked in a closet with a gun and a porn.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, hold on. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. My dad had the gun.
Yeah.
He also had the stash of porn.
Yes.
But I was not in a closet. I
you
was
came
down
out?
In my.
Well, that's,
I did
that's
not
something we did
come
not need
out
to
of
know.
A closet.
Until what? Yeah, when?
What's that?
When did you?
There's no closet. It was the basement, and there was a little spot under the stairs where he hid the stuff.
Where'd that come from?
The stuff other. Right. There was a little spot there, Al. Then later there was a bigger spot. Steve is here. Hi, Steve. Good morning.
Good morning, Ange. How you doing?
I'm fine, Steve. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, Ange. I was thinking, you know, with all this that everybody's dealing with, and you mentioned earlier today, you know, about perspective between sports and what's happening in the world. And, you know, I don't even know if that statement devalues how important sports is to so many in the community. I'm a superintendent of schools in Burlington County, and I got a lot of kids that are home right now. And they're doing awesome. They're rocking it in home instruction on day three. But there's so much research that says that kids connect with school through all of the extra things, and our kids have lost spring sports, musicals, class trips. And I'm reaching out to see if we can't leverage some of your star power to maybe connect with some of the local Big Four sports in the area to see if we can't provide some virtual experiences for our kids to help them enjoy school and make those connections that they're not getting right now during this time of school outages.
Be a little more specific, Steve, on the virtual experience. How would that work?
So we've got at least three local sports teams that are not playing right now. We've got a lot of great star power in the area. Just to be able to connect some of those folks with our kids, let them know, hey, you're not isolated. You're not alone during this time. I can share my experiences with you, how I'm feeling being away from my sport. And I've got a team of varsity athletes who haven't gotten to step on the spring sports field yet this year, and it's not looking super good that they're going to get a chance to do it anytime soon. Well, one of your sponsors, Zoom, has made it possible for us to connect virtually with just about anybody in our district. And I'm reaching out now to see if there's anybody in the area or even beyond that might want to talk to some of our kids and help them through this crisis.
So you're saying this would go beyond Twitter and Instagram and the normal ways that pro athletes right now are communicating with kids. This would be like a direct hookup with the kids from your school or your town?
That's exactly what I'm thinking. You're a smart man, Angelo. So I'd love to localize it to the kids in our town, specifically maybe tailor a message to our kids. And it's not to say that others might not want to replicate kind of a similar deal, but you know, right now I'm focused on the kids in our area in Burlington County might just want to hear from those, you know, out there that are, you know, experiencing also some of the same things right now, feeling disconnected from the world that they thrive in.
Steve, I would suggest you reach out to the teams directly because I'm sure they're probably looking for ideas for their players and stuff.
Yeah, no, thanks, Coach.
Well, here's the thing,
I've already
Steve.
Reached out to all of them. Yes.
Here's the thing. Almost every player in all sports in this city hates me. All right, so they're not probably going to respond to that. But Billy, Billy, you think that's a good thing to do? We are calling on the sports in this town. If you're looking for something,
you call and ask for the community relations department community relations.
Tybuel did a terrific video yesterday.
He's on TikTok
with the two basketballs.
And a lot of the players are on there playing video games and stuff like that and talk. But
Steve,
I would
your call hopefully will resonate with them. If I called, they would hang up. No, I'm not lying. They hate me.
Maybe I can't disagree with that, but I appreciate it.
But maybe they're listening.
All four, so.
Yes, please. If you're out there.
Your producer.
Yes, please leave your number with our producer, Steve. In fact, we'll get your number when you tell me what's profiting right now from the crisis.
And I apologize. I've only been listening the last hour, but I would assume that Sports Talk Radio is doing very well since, you know, here everybody is hopping online to stay connected.
Put it down.
I hope so. I
doubt it. Here's what we can tell you. We are doing very well on streaming.
Yeah.
Because people are home.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nobody's in their car. No. That's not good.
Steve is, I'll tell you this. Steve is right about, because I worry about it, and I'm sure, Billy, you do with your kids. You know, Clark, luckily what we do is we have him do his schoolwork earlier in the day because we're homeschooling him now. And then in the afternoon, he's on the phone with all his buddies.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm like, do it because there's no connection. Yeah. These poor kids, you know, they're used to being social. Like, that's a big part of their development.
And that's a part that, and he's right, spring sports are going to take a beating. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Bree, you even just said about prom. Like, I'm thinking Dan just said his brother has a senior year. And, I mean, class trips, going away, doing all those things.
This is the best time of the school year,
right? Best time of the school year.
And they're canceling graduations.
Yeah, the people aren't going to actually be able to walk at their graduation.
I'm with you. All right. Let us, when we come back, we got the hot seat coming up, and it will deal with all these amazing people that are partying out there. But hold on. Okay, we actually have what it's costing the Eagles. You be the judge. For Darius Slay, the Eagles are sending a third and a fifth round pick to the Lions. And of course, they're doing a major, major contract.
The numbers of the money
have not come out.
Yeah, no, Turtle just handed it to me.
It's
Schefter.
A 3 and a 5. Is that what you got?
I got the money.
Oh, what's the money?
The money part, according to Adam Schefter, is 3-year, $50 million extension that includes $30 million guaranteed.
So $10 million.
Wait, that's $16 million. It's $16 million. It's exactly what the other guy got, the Cowboys guy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's more than we thought on the money and pretty close on the picks. 3 and a 5. Yeah, you do that. You do that. And it's not my money, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Darius, welcome to town. WIP Sports Time, 918.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.